Psalm 72 is dedicated to Solomon, King David's son and successor. Leave judgment with the king, O God. Repose your virtue in his son, that he may judge your people rightly and give fair measure to your poor. May mountains bring the people peace, and little hills be prosperous. He judges for the nation's poor, protecting children of the needy, and he will snuff oppressors out. May they revere you under sun, before the moon, through generations. May he drop like rain on shorn pasture, like showers watering the country. The righteous will flourish in his season. Peace and plenty will abound until the moon abides no more. His rule will run from sea to sea, from the river to the ends of earth. Fleets of his foes have come to him, their envoys prostrate kiss the dust. Kings of Tarshish and the fruitful isles will send their tribute, and the royals of Seba and Sheba will offer gifts. Before him kings will make obeisance, and all the nations will support him, for he will rescue the tormented, crying out, the afflicted also, and the one who has no sustenance. He will pity the poor and destitute. He will save the lives of the needy. From lies and violence he redeems them, for their blood is precious in his sight. May he live and be given gold of Sheba. May prayers be offered him constantly, and may he be adored each day. Even the uplands will rustle with grain, as fruitful as fields of Lebanon. The city will flourish, its people like grass. His name will be known for time out of mind. His name will remain like the face of the sun. Men and nations will call themselves blessed, blessed by Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone performs wonderful deeds, and blessed his glorious name forever. May all the earth be filled with his glory. Amen. Amen. So end the prayers of David, son of Jesse. Okay. Songs of Ascent were written to be sung by pilgrims approaching Jerusalem or climbing the steps of the temple. Here are two of David's shortest poems. First, Psalm number 131, a song of ascents of David. Lord, my heart is not haughty, my eyes not proudly raised, nor do I meddle in matters too marvelous for me. I have gentled and silenced my soul like a child weaned from its mother. My soul is a weanling child. Israel, hope in the Lord, now and forevermore. And its near neighbor, Psalm 133, a song of ascents of David. Behold, it is good and pleasant when brethren dwell united. It is like a precious oil dropping from head to beard, even the beard of Aaron, long as his limitless virtue. It is like the dew of Hermon dropping on Zion's mountains, where the Lord bestowed his blessing, life forevermore. Psalm 144 of David. Blessed the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war, my fingers for the battle. My kindness, fortress and tower, my refuge and my shield, in whom I place my trust, who subdues my nation under me. Lord, what is man that you consider him? What is the son of man that you distinguish him? Man is like a breath, his days a passing shadow. Lord, bend your heavens to descend. Touch the mountains, they will smoke. Flash your lightning, scatter them. Shoot your arrows, shatter them. Extend your hand from overhead. Save me, retrieve me from deep waters and from the hand of the estranged, whose mouth declared deceitfully, whose right hand was a hand of falsehood. God, I will sing you a new song. With 10-stringed harp I will chant to you. He is the one who brings salvation unto kings and saves his servant David from the evil sword. Save and deliver me from the hand of the estranged, whose mouth was full of lies, whose right hand was the hand that dealt deceitfully. So our sons resemble saplings grown swiftly in their youth. So our daughters be well-hewn as palace cornerstones. So our granaries afford plentiful nourishment. So our sheep increase by thousands, by tens of thousands in their pens. So our oxen bear their labor. So no one should break in and no one need depart, nor cry out in our squares. How happy is the people thus appointed his, how happy is the nation under God the Lord. And the last of the Davidic Psalms, Psalm 145, a song of praise. I glorify you, God the King. I bless your name always and ever. I bless you each and every day. I praise your name forever and ever. The Lord is great and greatly praised, his majesty inscrutable. One age commends your works to the next and vouches for your mastery. I acclaim the marvel of your words, the grandeur of your kingly honor. They will affirm your awesome might, and I will recount your noble deeds. They voice remembrance of goodness aplenty. They sing aloud of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to be angered, and great in kindness. The Lord is good to all. Compassion pervades his works. Your works will praise you, Lord. The faithful will offer you blessing, avow your kingdom's glory, affirm your mightiness, to make your mastery and the grandeur of your domain apparent to all mankind. Your kingdom is a kingdom for all time. You govern it through all the generations. The Lord stays all who fall and straightens those bowed down. The eyes of all await you, and you apportion them their timely sustenance. With open hand you fulfill the wishes of every creature. The Lord is just in all his ways, beneficent in all his works. The Lord is close to all who call him, to those beseeching him sincerely. He grants the wishes of the awestruck. He hears their cries and he will save them. The Lord will foster all who love him, but all the wicked he erases. Let my mouth extol the Lord. Let all flesh bless his holy name endlessly forever. And now Monsignor Robert Lalaberty will chant for us Psalm number 103.
Bless the Lord, my soul, my essence. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul. Do not forget his bounty. who forgives your sins, heals your ills, who ransoms your life from the pit, whose kindness and compassion crowns you, who fills your lineage with goodness, renewing your youth like an eagle's. The Lord affords fairness and justice for all who are oppressed. He showed his ways to Moses, his deeds to sons of Israel. The Lord is gracious and forgiving, slow to anger, rich in kindness. He will not cavil always, nor bear a grudge forever. He has not recompensed our sins, nor reckoned wrongs as we deserve. As heaven mounts above the earth, so vast his loving kindness for those revering him. As east is distant from the west, he distances our sins from him. As a father pities his children, the Lord pities the odd. For he perceives our nature, he recalls that we are dust. The days of man are grass, he blossoms like a pasture flower. A wind blows by and it is gone, unremembered in its place. But the Lord cares always and ever for those who worship him. His justice runs to sons of sons, those who keep his covenant and who remember his commandments. The Lord has fixed his throne in heaven, his kingdom reigns over all. Bless the Lord, you angels, you mighty ones who do his will, who heed the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers who do his bidding. Bless the Lord, all you his works, in all the realms of his dominion. My soul, bless the Lord.